Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of New Jersey, the Gartrend State. That is part of the suite, the state license plate suite of short show titles. Johnny Davis, you know, gave us the idea and a great start, but
starting to run with it.
Can't stop, won't stop. So I am Jack, you're Miles.
Yes.
I know that one. And here are just a couple of things that are trending. Roe v. Wade's being overturned. No big whoop. The Supreme Court. People who listen to the Supreme Court arguments are very pessimistic about abortion rights in the United States. There won't be an official ruling until next year, but it seems really bleak.
Yeah, and it's the guy who's representing with the state of Missouri or Mississippi
because
it's same guy who is arguing family separations in federal court for the Trump administration. And
he's just an evil piece of shit.
Yeah, and you look at the makeup of this Supreme Court with how many people they just fucking stuffed on in there and completely changed the balance. It's pretty grim because the whole thing is about this 15-week abortion ban and basically all pre-viability bans to figure out whether those are constitutional. So yeah, it's the way that essentially a decision that could if it doesn't completely overturn it, just completely kneecap it to the point that we don't even know what it does anymore.
Yeah. You know, Sotomayor pointed out that if they overturn Roe, it will be very clearly a politicized institution, which is, something we knew already, but there won't be, even the Supreme Court themselves will have to admit that this shit is all politics. And that when you're smart enough, you can interpret any of these laws any fucking way you want.
Yeah.
And justify it to yourself and a lot of people.
I mean, it's a third of the fucking sitting justices are put there by by this dude who doesn't give a fuck about the courts at all, which right. is like so wild, you know, that we got Gorsuch, Kavanaugh, and Combine Barnett or whatever. And yeah, I mean, that you know, they've well and truly figured it out. There's nothing really impartial about it, but if you can stack that deck right, you can make anything happen. A bit of a dark moment right now.
2/3 of voters polled in a Fox News national poll, no less, conducted in September, wanted to keep Roe in place with legalized abortion nationwide. And I think it was like 27% in support of saying the ruling should be overturned. So,
yeah,
but this is where we're headed. You know, found a way to kind of wedge themselves into the system, and they may be a, you know, extreme minority of the population, but fighting harder and better at this shit than the, you know, when you only have a right wing party that is proposing change and a middle right party that is proposing nothing change.
He's just saying, come on, guys.
Yeah. Come on. You want these guys? Come on, Mac. Yeah. Anyways.
This is what happens. And also, I mean, wow, it's almost like the way the country was set up constitutionally allows for this kind of shit to go on. You know, yeah. Like that this is always where shit's headed, to be able to preserve these kinds of like minority rule and hold on to like the last vestiges of an arcane America.
Yeah, I just heard somebody saying that it's kind of wild that the U.S. still has the same constitution. Like, we brag about how, you know, it's the oldest living document in governmental history. And it's like, yeah, that's a bad thing. Like, it doesn't work. Hasn't worked in a long time. Y'all should have rewritten it after the fucking Civil War. And now it's still, you know, crushing us.
It's like saying, like, you're like, yeah, man, my hospital's great because we use the oldest medical practices and tools right. of any place. Right. And you're like, yo, things have evolved so much, it's actually detrimental to you and everyone around you. Like, you don't even believe in germs and shit. Like, what is this? And it's pretty
mainstream belief outside of America, but it was just noteworthy to me that, like, I hadn't really heard somebody make that point before. Dick Pound is trending, and, you know, unfortunately, not just because people are finding out that that's an actual person's name, but because, you know, he is the longtime International Olympic Committee member who, despite his name, has been taken seriously his whole career. People are like, Dick Pound is actually a great leader of the IOC. So he was on a call with Chinese tennis star Peng Shui, and he said that the unanimous conclusion of everybody who was on that call is that she is fine. This is the tennis star who accused a Chinese governmental official of sexually assaulting her and then like disappeared for a long time, and people haven't really been able to get into contact with her in an unmediated way.
Yeah, everything's been like party officials, looks very much like, is she saying things she wants to say? And yeah, it's caused a huge uproar within the world of sport. And just in general, like, I think as a lot of sports leagues think of like what it means to do business with China or in China. And you have athletes who she didn't have any political motives or something, but because she deigned to, you know, come out with her story,
tell the
and
truth, yeah,
trying to have some kind of accountability for the things that she had experienced, the CCP just did their thing, which is like treat her like someone who's like a chaos agent who's trying to completely bring down the good name of the country. And she vanished, and many people like Serena Williams and others were like, I'm really worried about her. I have not, like, we don't know where she is, we can't get a hold of her. There were like videos where someone keeps saying like the date like near her, like as if like they're really trying to like time stamp, like, look, she's fine. Look, this person even said it was like it was yesterday based on how many times this person said the date in the video.
Wow.
And the WTA, they have, you know, they make a lot of money in China. Like, it's a huge amount. I think they did something like 8 or 10 tournaments there, and brought in a lot of revenue. But the head of the WTA is like, we will seriously reconsider what's happening here, because this isn't about, like, first and foremost, we're worried about the safety of the athletes and the people. And yeah, it would be interesting to see what comes of it. But yeah, still very, you know, like, distressing story.
And just the kind of increased influence of the Chinese government and just all culture. Like, you can't put out a movie that offends them without, you know, losing a big chunk of your potential revenue. The NBA, you get in deep shit if you say you stand with people who are protesting against China. And it's just not a great situation to be in.
No. And I'm curious to see what the WTA does. And, you know, this is already putting a lot of focus on China before the Winter Olympics, and many other places. I mean, too, like, you know, there's even within the NBA, there's a lot of, well, mostly from Enes Kanter, bless him for being vocal enough, but, like, really questioning, like, what is the relationship with this country that, from where we're standing, looks like very clear human rights violations? Is it still worth it?
Yeah.
To use, you know, the game that we're playing to help kind of paper over those cracks.
Spotify is trending. Spotify Wrapped dropped, I think, earlier today, and people are, you know, sharing what their most listened to stuff was on Spotify. Mine was The Daily Zeitgeist and 420 Day Fiance, because I'm a fan.
Oh, yeah? Let them know.
I actually don't use Spotify for music. I
actually never heard of those shows. Just say it, because I hear you say it a lot every day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm... This, I got this one Schoolboy Q song that's been in my top 10 for 2 years in a row now. I mean, I'm not mad at it, but it shows you when I hear something, I like to listen to it. That's for sure. Who else do I have? Oh, I listened to a lot of the Yasuke soundtrack by Flying Lotus.
Mm.
And then a lot of drum and bass. My top genre this year was reggae.
Yeah.
So, you know, I was, for some reason, I switched gears into, like, relaxation time.
Yeah.
Because the year before, it was like more hardcore rap and shit. But hey, we're learning more every day. And also, please keep tagging us in your screen caps for
really
your
nice
top,
to see.
Top podcasts. That way I can show my mother to prove to her that, yes, she's not the only person that listens to the show.
How many songs off the Lilo and Stitch soundtrack did you have in your top 10?
Just 2, I think. Yeah. How many? How about you?
A couple. But, you know, no big deal.
Yeah, I think just had a
Hawaiian
Burning
Roller
Love.
Coaster Ride.
Yeah, and Can't Help Falling in Love, that version from the soundtrack.
All right, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Do you want to hear about the $100 wedding dress that just saved Abercrombie?
Or the tech acquisition that was just like Game of Thrones?
Or the one financial equation that can solve climate change?
Then check out our daily podcast, The Best One Yet, or as we call it, T-Boy.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And we pick the 3 most interesting business news stories every day for the perfect mix.
20 minutes each morning, you're going to feel brighter.
We call it Pop Biz, don't we, Jack?
Where pop culture meets business news. So whether you want to kick off a conversation with your buddies,
or you're going for that promotion at work,
or you just want to know the trends before your friends,
feel brighter by starting your morning with us every weekday.
Listen to The Best One Yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your pods.
You can listen to The Best One Yet ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like The Best One Yet, How I Built This, and many more, Wondery means business.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
And we're back, and Stacey Abrams is back. She's running for governor of Georgia.
Yeah, that, okay. The rematch, Kemp versus Abrams. See where this one goes. It's been a while. She's been in the lab doing what she can for to get people to vote and make voting easier. Be interesting to see what that does for the ballot, too, to have her on that ballot, what that does for just general turnout as well. I'm sure there's a lot. I mean, everyone says like she looks at like elections like the fucking Matrix. So I'm sure she wouldn't be getting back in it unless she felt that there was a strong chance of, you know, unseating that MAGA wannabe. I mean, I guess he is. He is B. But yeah.
LeBron is trending because he entered the NBA COVID protocol, which means he tested positive for COVID.
Right.
Was willing to acknowledge it, unlike the president, which we talk about a little bit more in depth on tomorrow's episode. But so I've long been uneasy because I am a LeBron fan. I've long been uneasy about his statement around getting vaccinated because it just felt like me trying to like say that I did something that I didn't do. So I'm just going to read it to you. So, his statement when saying he got vaccinated, I know that for me, I can speak about myself. Oh. I think everyone has their own choice to do what they feel is right for themselves and their family and things of that nature. I know that I was very skeptical about it all. But after doing my research and things of that nature, I felt like it was best suited for not only me, but for my family and for my friends. And that's why I decided to do it. I don't know. I just get uneasy anytime there are two and things of that nature in a answer.
It reads back. It reads poorly back on like a transcript of like a deposition.
You're
like, of things. Okay, you really like things of that nature. That's a vagary. That
it just reminds me a little bit of Aaron Rodgers' statement where he's like, "Yeah, I've been immunized."
But at least okay, so either he is vaccinated or he's just a straight up fucking liar.
Yeah, you know I mean? Like, I think he is probably. I don't know. I just when that statement hit my brain, I was like,
And but it was what. The Wall Street Journal, I think in like their write-up of this thing when they said he went into COVID protocols, they said, well, LeBron James, who says he's vaccinated?
Right.
That's the way they described it. So
I mean, that's very Wall Street Journal. And as you know, me and the Wall Street Journal op-ed board always agree.
Might as well be me.
Yeah, might as well.
Little do y'all know. But yeah, I think, I mean, I'm sure, I don't know. I it's weird when I think about it. I'm like, yeah, that's true. Like at first, he wasn't as unequivocal as I had hoped he would have been when the whole debate around vaccines had emerged. Look, just come back. And
yeah, just come back.
The team started to look somewhat good with people healthy, and that 40-6 run that we went on against the Kings to make up for that embarrassing triple overtime loss. It was a small bit of what am I looking for? Consolation.
The Suns, man. Damn.
Woo.
First of all, the Suns, I had missed that they were on a 17-game winning streak. So shout out to
No Loss November.
Yeah.
That's also, three teams now. Yeah. Chris Paul with streaks that long.
Is that true?
Clippers, Rockets, and now the Suns.
It is time to give him his flowers. I mean, the guy, just because he hasn't necessarily won a title yet, like, that guy fucking rules. And just unbelievable.
Could have had it with us. Both Stern didn't get in the way.
And then Timberwolves. My 76ers played the Timberwolves over last weekend. So I finally got a chance. You know, we have some listeners who are Wolves fans who were like, they'll never talk about the Timberwolves. Like, yo, they are.
That's because I'm fucking afraid of Anthony Edwards. Okay. How about that? You happy? I don't want to talk about him. He is really good.
Oh, my God.
Like, goodness just gracious.
Yeah. And he does feel like a different type of athlete than we've ever had before. My thing about the NBA being like a place where you can see the neck, like, it's always progressive. People just keep getting better. And like, you can always see somebody doing something that's never been done before. I feel like he is where we're seeing that right now.
And he's like, he's doing that thing that, like, as a sports fan, like a fan of a team, you always want to see where you see, like, you're like, yo, this guy's going to be good. And you're like, it just, he needs to, like, he's going to emerge. Just wait. Like, this, just once things come together, we're going to see a new side. And that's fucking happening, like, in the biggest way where you're like, oh my God.
Yeah. If anybody doesn't know who we're talking about, just Google Anthony Edwards dunking on people, because he just does some of the most violent dunks. He's 6'4 and just built like a brick shit house. Played football until he was 13, 14 years old, and then switched to basketball. And like, that is present in his game. Like, the DNA of his game is like, you don't like push me around. Like, you will be moved out of my way if you get in the way. Which is cool for a 6'4 person.
You love to see that.
Yeah. Speaking of basketball, Paolo Banchero.
Paolo Banchero, potential number one draft pick. Are a lot of people saying this guy's going to go first overall from Duke? I mean, what is he like? He's like 6'10. He moves like a friggin' like X-Men character. he's just so smooth with it. He can muscle you to muscle town, or pull up in your face and just give you that string music. He's fun to watch. I'm not a Duke fan, fans.
Really? Everybody loves the Blue Devils. Come on,
everybody loves them. I mean, look, I heard people are because this is Coach K's last season. A friend of mine who went to Duke, he was saying that people are like flipping those tickets if you want to be a final Cameron crazy for Coach K, like, tickets are going for a lot of money to watch them.
Do they get like student tickets are free, right? Or you get like,
yeah. And I think you can get like, I think alumni get some too, but then it's like, hey, I got them if you're trying to get them. Yeah. So I don't know exactly how their alumni ticket program works, but yeah, it's something like that.
Yeah. This guy is my patron saint. Once he becomes a professional athlete, he will be my favorite professional athlete.
And why is that?
He has a problem with sweating.
This is why he's trending right
this
now.
This is why he's trending. Other than being the best college player in the country, he has had two big games so far this year where he has had to leave during the second half because his legs cramp up on him to the degree that, like, at one point you can see him trying to walk and his legs just like won't straighten out. It's very strange. And he made the point that he thinks this is because he loses 7.5 pounds of sweat every game.
7 pounds per game.
That
is wild. Like, to the point where they're like, man, like, he needs hyper oxygenated fluids to drink to help like offset all this. So,
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah, no, that wasn't a joke. Like, the sports med team over there is like, okay, so you're going to have to drink some shit like this just to help with these cramps.
It's the liquid from inside the helmet from the abyss. Like, that's what he's drinking.
Hey, what is it? The whole thing is like, hey, we learned to breathe liquid when we were in the womb.
Yeah, exactly.
Isn't that what they're saying? Like when they start, like when they're talking about the technology, right? Because it's all fluid in there.
Yeah.
Anyway, speaking of Cameron crazies, welcome to our podcast where we discuss all our favorite Jim Cameron movies.
Hey. Yo, somebody needs to make that podcast.
But it's only for, it's Duke alumni who love Cameron films.
Jim Cameron? Oh, yeah. Love the guy. Why are all his movies begin with A or T? You know, it's a question for the ages. All right. And finally, a FedEx driver just dumped hundreds of packages in a ravine, which has always been like kind of a dream of mine. So I don't know. Probably
to
not
come
great
upon a bunch of discarded packages, or to be like, yo, fuck this. Watch these packages like go in the fucking ravine.
Yeah, exactly. Just quit on the job and in the most spectacular fashion. Have you seen the video of the, I think it's in China, it's a luggage handler and he's just like having a bad day and is just destroying the bags as he like loads them onto like the conveyor belt, just like the most violent and like not even getting them on the conveyor belt, but just having a blast with it. That this reminds me of that, just like being like, all right, I've had enough of this job. And I'm not going to quit, though. I'm going to make my hatred of this job into art.
Yeah. It'd be interesting if how many people are being like, working at FedEx sucks so bad. Their drivers are straight up just fucking yeeting the packages off a mountain like to protest.
Right.
Rather than like, because somebody was like, oh my gosh, someone's not getting their packages this fucking year. It's like, I mean, again, I don't know what this person's going through, but based on the momentum I've seen of people in jobs like this, part of me is like, let it out.
Yeah.
Let it
absolutely.
Out.
Absolutely.
Because it sounds like they might not be paying you enough to actually even be delivering packages.
Mm-hmm.
Although part of my dream would be to come upon, like on a hike, be like, yo, there's like 400 FedEx packages over here that are unopened. Yo, it's a bunch of chewy, it's a lot of chewy orders, so it's like a lot of pet food. Oh shit. Hey, this is nice. I think this is from Old Navy. Yeah, open that one up.
All right. Well, those are the things that are trending. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Do you want to hear about the $100 wedding dress that just saved Abercrombie?
Or the tech acquisition that was just like Game of Thrones?
Or the one financial equation that can solve climate change?
Then check out our daily podcast, The Best One Yet, or as we call it, T-Boy.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And we pick the three most interesting business news stories every day for the perfect mix.
20 minutes each morning, you're going to feel brighter.
We call it Pop Biz, don't we, Jack?
Where pop culture meets business news. So whether you want to kick off a conversation with your buddies,
or you're going for that promotion at work,
or you just want to know the trends before your friends,
feel brighter by starting your morning with us every weekday.
Listen to The Best One Yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your pods.
You can listen to The Best One Yet ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like The Best One Yet, How I Built This, and many more, Wondery means business.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.